stronger together. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That message from President Biden for NATO allies Thursday in their emergency summit in Brussels.
The very thing that Putin has tried to do from the beginning, and I've been saying this since my days as Vice President of the United States, is to break up NATO. Break up NATO. He'd rather face 30 independent countries than 30 united countries.
The president announcing new Russian sanctions, including against some of the oligarchs who've supported Putin. Ukraine's President Zelensky addressed the NATO meeting remotely, pleading for more military hardware, even as Ukrainian forces make more gains against the invaders.
It was victory at sea for Ukraine, with its forces claiming it destroyed a large Russian landing ship that had been used to bring in armored vehicles. It happened near the port city of Berdansk, and huge gains for Ukrainian forces outside the capital of Kyiv. Counteroffensive there, pushing Russian forces even further from the city.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv, but elsewhere, Russian bombardments continue, including in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. The Justice Department says four Russian government officials have been charged with hacking the global energy industry and thousands of computers around the world between 2012 and 2018. The indictments come as the FBI issues fresh warnings that Russian hackers are scanning U.S. energy firms for vulnerabilities. Nebraska Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry has been convicted of lying to the FBI about a campaign contribution from a foreign billionaire. Representative Fortenberry says he was set up by the feds and the prosecutor twisted his words. National Weather Service says the winds in Tuesday night's tornado in New Orleans reached 160 miles an hour, carving an 11-mile path of destruction through three parishes and killing a man. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow gained 349 points, NASDAQ up 269, the S&P 500 closed 64 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new Fox News poll finds Americans are increasingly worried about inflation, and many blame President Biden.
The latest poll has the president's approval at 45%. While half of Americans approve of his handling of COVID, his lowest polling topic is inflation, with just 31% approval. Two-thirds of voters say they have cut back either a lot or somewhat to afford necessities, with more than half of those polled saying rising gas prices are a major problem for their families. While a little more than two-thirds blame the president for gas prices, the same number blame Russia's president, though Democrats were more likely to blame Vladimir Putin than Biden. Of note, roughly two-thirds of those polled were also willing to pay more for gasoline if it helps Ukraine fight Russia. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California is preparing to break ground on a new bridge over a highway north of L.A., not for vehicles, but critters. They hope big cats, coyotes, deer, lizards, snakes, and other creatures will find it as a safe route to an open space in the Santa Monica Mountains and potentially better access to food and mates. They'll start construction next month on Earth Day. It'll take 3 years to build and cost $90 million. There's been a deadly collision between animal and vehicle in Florida.
Driver John Hopkins was found dead in a ditch early Thursday morning. A passerby noticed his overturned vehicle on a dark country road about 30 miles southwest of Tampa. Deputies say an 11-foot alligator was found just a short distance away. The massive reptile was also killed. It appears the two collided with devastating results on both sides. The 11-footer is certainly on the larger end for an alligator. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reports the longest one ever found in the Sunshine State was just over 14 feet. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Searchers in China say they found the second black box in the rubble of an airliner that crashed this week, killing 132 people. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.